Hi, Coach. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How about you guys?
Good. You're off to a good start. Would you talk a little bit about it, what it means, how you've done it?
Well, you always want to get off to a good start, but I think all 32 teams are in the same boat right now. You're through a quarter of the season. You're trying to correct some mistakes. You're trying to, shore up some weaknesses. You're trying to get injured players back on the field. You're trying to get the next guy up for the injured players, and you're trying to find your personality and what you're good at. It's going to be different every single year, and we're no different than 31 other teams when it comes to that. We got off to a decent start, and we put ourselves in good position, but over the next 12 games, we're going to have to continue to work and continue to correct mistakes, fill guys in for injuries. We've had injuries. Packers have had injuries. It's not about if you have injuries, it's when and how well you can fill those guys in and things like that. But, I think it sort of accomplished what it accomplished. It got us a good start. Now we're moving on to Green Bay, and how well we play in this game is really not going to depend on anything that happened in the first four.
So what are you good at in the first four?
Well, we've been good defense creating turnovers. We've scored on defense. And last year, if you really look at the difference between us in 2011 when we were a playoff team and us in 2012 when we were a 4-12 team, one of the biggest things was defensive takeaways. Offensive turnovers went up slightly, particularly fumbles. Interceptions, I think, were only up one. But defensively, our turnovers dropped in half. Our takeaways dropped in half. And, we've been, and a lot of it has to do with just having players that are good around the football on the field. We played without Lewis Delmas most of the year last year. He had two big interceptions last week. Glover Quinn has been a big addition to us in the secondary. Our defensive line is pass rushing well. I think that's been a big thing. We've run the ball better, than we had last year. We were able to pick up, other than one game against Jacksonville, I think we were able to run the ball pretty effectively and also make some explosive runs. We were really lacking in plus 20 runs last year. Reggie Bush has given us a different dimension, and 37-yard touchdown has been a big thing for us. So, I think those are big things. Our offensive line, we've plugged in some guys. We got a lot of changes there over the previous years, but they blocked the run well. We've got some holes in the run game, and for our running backs, and also protected the passer well. So, those are all things that we can build off of, but. There's a lot of things that we continue to need to work on, and that will be tested for sure against Green Bay.
Speaking of Reggie Bush, Coach, what has the dimension that he's added done for your offense?
Well, we played without him for the Redskins game. We won that game on the road, and Joyc Bell stepped in and did a really good job there. Different style running back. Joyc's a power running back, bounces off a lot of tackles. A lot of run after contact, things like that. Reggie's more of a space make miss type guy, even though he is a lot stronger than I think a lot of people realize. But he complements what we want to do offensively. He really fit the role. We've been lacking that since we lost Javid Best. Javid gave us that dimension. We didn't have it when Javid was lost due to the concussions. And getting Reggie in that role was a big compliment for our other pieces on offense. And, Calvin Johnson in particular. Teams always play Calvin a little different way than they play other wide receivers, which opens up either the run game or, opens up some passing game stuff. And, I think that you've seen that when you watch us play. It's one thing when, they cheat the defense to Calvin and you're running the ball for 4 or 5 yards. But Reggie's churned out first downs. And, that can be frustrating for a defense when you keep moving the chains. I mean, he averaged over 6 yards a carry against against the Bears last week, and that's a tough defensive group, and that's a group that we've had trouble with in the past. Same thing with Minnesota in the opener. That's a group that we've had trouble with in the past. It just opens up a lot more stuff, gives the quarterback another option to go to be able to get rid of the ball to avoid sacks also.
Is his presence forcing teams to defend the pass differently?
Yeah, you know, we've seen a little bit different, but I think no different than any other team that has more than one really good player. I think I don't want to say pick your poison, but I don't know if there's a better cliche than that. But, you know, I think it does affect the way defenses handle it. You know, I think that you also saw last week our tight end Brandon Pettigrew had 7 catches, and he got off to a little bit of a slow start, some of which was game plan. The Redskins were really close in the middle part of the field, and our wide receivers had to come up with big plays. But last week they were closing the outside part of the field and trying to take Calvin out, and you saw Reggie and also Brandon Pettigrew make a lot of big plays for us.
Assuming, Coach, that the Packers are the team to beat in the division, and I say that because they've won it in recent years, what does this game mean for your team? You've come close to breaking through here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, close doesn't count. We're not trying to play close games, even though we have. We got to come up with that another play, you know, avoid that one turnover. We were up 14-3 and moving, and ball slips out of the quarterback's hands, and all of a sudden there's a different dimension to the game last year. You know, it's a place that, you know, and there's a lot of things, and I hate to sound cliche, but there's a reason they're cliches, is because they're true and they've been used so many times. And this is important because it's a division game. Last year we did not win a division game, and this year we're 2-0 in the division. This would give us a chance to go 3-0, and you know, any NFL team, their number one goal was to win in the division, win your division, easiest way to the playoffs and all that stuff. So this gives us an opportunity there to get another win, get a division win, and also put a loss on one of our division opponents. We don't have to scoreboard watch and, you know, see them play a NFC North team or, you know, something like that. You know, we get a chance to put a loss on one of our opponents. And I think it's a little too early in the season to be to be standing, watching, you know, who's in first place, who's in last place. I mean, you know, I don't know if it was right around this time last year, but Green Bay was 2-3. I know that Chicago started 7-1 last year. You know, one team made the playoffs, one didn't. You know, so your first few games, you just got to go play. And like I said before, every team's doing the same thing. It's a race to see who can correct their mistakes the fastest, who can plug the next guy in the fastest, you know, who can find their personality the fastest. And, you know, teams that are able to do that are the teams that go. And Minnesota last year was 6-6 and sort of pushing along, won their last 4 and got that playoff spot. The Redskins last year, you know, I think they famously said they were out of the playoffs. I think they were 3-6 and won 7 in a row. So there's plenty of time to do that stuff, but it is an important game to us because it's the NFC North, and you know, any win we get there counts twice.
Jim, do you look at this 20-odd year streak as a curiosity, or is it something you guys are getting kind of angry about?
Well, we always want to win in the division. I mean, I think this one's a little bit more relevant than a couple weeks ago. It kept being brought up that we had never, ever won in Washington. I mean, in the history of the National Football League, the Lions had never won in Washington. So, you know, and we were asked a million questions about it and everything else. Well, I don't know how really fair that is to whatever Matt Stafford or Reggie Bush or Ndamukong Suh or Lou Delmas or, you know, anybody else that hadn't been part of that. But, you know, I think just about everybody on our team other than our rookies has been part of losing games at the Lambeau. And they know the reasons we've lost them. They know how close we've been and how we've been a play away. And I think that stuff rings a lot truer and is a lot more relevant than, you know, some other streaks. You know, we've broken a lot of streaks here. We had the longest losing streak in the National Football League. We broke that one. We had the longest road losing streak. We broke that one. You know, you've had a lot of these things. And I don't know that it means anything more to the team other than just winning a game, particularly a division game like this. But it does, you know, free guys up from having to take those questions and things like that.
You spoke a lot on your running game. What have you thought of the Packers' running game?
Well, particularly against Cincinnati, it was very impressive. Lacy's a big, strong back. Franklin really is a breakaway guy that can do some good things. Starks had a good day rushing. He's a big, strong back. We've seen him before. You know, I think you can just tell from, you know, how they went about the draft and everything else, you know, that the Packers wanted to get that run game as part of their options. They're a very talented team on offense and on defense, special teams and everything else. But, you know, they've been a little bit one-dimensional over the years, you know, and I think being able to go get a running back, drafting Lacy, getting Starks back from injury, drafting Franklin, adding that to the playmakers, you know, like Jordy Nelson and Jones and Cobb, all those guys are really good run after the catch guys. Even Finley is good run after the catch. The Packers are one of the best run after catch teams in the NFL. A lot of guys that can break tackles. It's not just their running backs. A lot of their passing game is just an extension of their run game, and they get the ball to the playmakers all over the field, and you got to get them on the ground or they can make a play. I mean, I think that was evident in the Washington game. That game, Washington was doing a few things early that were giving the Packers some problems. Next thing you know, they got some guys in space. They won their one-on-ones, and they were big plays all over the field. So I think that's an extension of their run game also. But, you know, we're certainly aware of those guys, and we're going to have to not let them move the ball running the football for sure.
So when you got a quarterback like Rodgers who's put up a bunch of numbers, and they've run the ball a little bit these last two games, does that change what you do on defense? Do you have to play more honest, or do you just kind of – deal with the running game as well. They're going to run the ball a bit, but we have to stop Rodgers. I guess, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know that you can be a one-dimensional team against Green Bay. You know, maybe there's some teams in the league that you can pack the line of scrimmage and say, hey, we dare you to throw it. I don't know how good a philosophy that is against Green Bay. There's some teams that you can, you know, get everybody way off and, like, sort of a prevent umbrella defense and say, we dare you to run it. And I don't think that's Green Bay either. You do have to play them honest. Everybody has to do their job. And I think, and I said before, you have to tackle very well. If you don't tackle well, Green Bay can make it a long day for you. They have a lot of guys that are good that way. So, you know, how well we play defensively is in large part due to how well we tackle, how well we play assignment football.
You know, Sue's been good at stretches. Fairley's been good in stretches. But, Jim, are these two in tandem kind of really blossoming together now?
Yeah, I think for sure. You know, Nick's thing has been availability. He was injured a lot his first 2 years. And he's come back and, you know, done some good things for us. He did miss a game for us already with a shoulder, but he's come back. And when he's on the field, there is a different dynamic there. And Dominican has played very good over and consistently this whole year. He didn't have the stats the first three games. But this last game, he really filled up the stat sheet and made an impact on the game. 7 tackles and, like, 4 tackles for a loss. Hit the quarterback a bunch. 2 sacks, a forced fumble, a forced penalty. I mean, those were all really big plays in the game. And, you know, if the NFL had, you know, like the NHL or NBA, if they had an assist category, and Dominican will probably be leading the team in that. He's caused a couple interceptions due to pressures and created some plays for a lot of other guys. Some of the attention that he's got, pass rush has freed up some other guys to make sacks. And, you know, we're a team that really doesn't care about individual stats. You know, we just want to go out and try to score more than the opponent, try to minimize the opponent scoring, try to score as much as we can on offense. And any stat after that, you know, is just sort of part of what goes on. But Dominican has played very consistent at a really high level this year. He's made his impact on every single game.